immediately. My goal is to edit and publish this live chat pretty much within an hour of me finishing recording it. And I guess depending on when it goes live, you'll be able to judge whether or not I accomplished that or not. But anyway, because I'm doing that and because it's a holiday, I am going to be doing the audio remastering myself instead of allowing Ratter Crash to do it as he normally does. And so if there's any differences in the audio quality between this and any of my other previous audio publications, that is the reason, and you have been disclaimed and forewarned. And now on with the show. Hello, this is the Angry GM. Happy New Year's Eve to everybody. This is my New Year's Eve live chat, which I promised to do for a couple of reasons. First, because the December live chat was a little bit focused on some pretty heavy and sad stuff, but I think for good reasons I chose to do that, and you can go back and listen to that if you haven't already so that you know what I'm talking about. But also because it was recommended to me. Actually, I don't remember who it was who initially asked me to do it. I think it was Mendel, but then I'm blaming everything on Mendel lately. Mendel is becoming the new Queasel, honestly, where just everything gets blamed on Mendel now. But I think it was Mendel who suggested that, hey, maybe I should do a New Year's resolutions support group thing in the coming year so that anybody who's looking to establish some habits and start the new year off right can join me as I try to do the same, and we can make a big thing of it. And so I decided I was going to do something like that, and I wrote up some plans and invited people to participate, and we will be getting to that shortly. And then I realized that I should do some sort of live chat to honor that, and then I realized that I should do some sort of end of year looking back, looking forward kind of live chat thing anyway, just to celebrate the new year. So that's what we're doing. And periodically, I'm actually going to invite those folks who are hanging out in the chat to, give me some stuff or answer some questions. I've got a couple of questions that I'd like to ask throughout that I, you know, so that we can have some back and forth. So if I ask you to answer a question, or if you want to ask a question of me and you're here in the live chat, just use the red exclamation-y mark or the red question mark. You should all know the drill at this point, emoji, and put it at the start of your question or comment so that I see it when it comes by. And do me a favor and just keep the answers to the questions brief, so that I can get through as many of them as possible, because I actually have a lot of ground that I want to cover. So for myself, I've actually been spending a lot of time looking back on the previous year, and that hasn't been a happy occurrence, because as many of you know, it has been a really hard year for me, and I find myself deeply regretful, because I feel like I've let a lot of this year just slip by and done nothing with it. There are good reasons for that, but nonetheless, I still feel like I accomplished basically nothing in this past year. And I know that's not true, and nobody in the chat should feel the need to trip all over each other and say, no, Angry, you did this, and you put out that article, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Yes, I know things were accomplished, but looking at where I'm ending the year versus where I started the year, for the most part, big picture-wise, I'm kind of in the same place, and that's a tough feeling to confront. So looking forward, because we should be looking forward, not backwards. It's good to look backwards and, you know, figure out what's up and what's going wrong, but then you need to look forward and figure out what you can do to change that stuff. And so I've been spending a lot of time identifying things that I want to be different in the coming year. And unfortunately, doing that means facing a lot of challenges and putting a lot of anxiety on yourself, because once you've identified the things you need to fix and, you know, come up with plans for fixing them, well, that then comes the hard part of actually doing all of that. And it can be really scary and overwhelming when things feel like they're just completely broken and you have so much to fix. So I've been spending a lot of time, I guess, looking back and looking forward. But one of the things that I've been trying not to forget to do is to think about the good things that I've got around me right now. And as much as I make it a point to always thank everyone for their support, nonetheless, I still have to put at the very top of my list of things that I need to be grateful for is the community that I am surrounded with, this awesome community of followers and fans and readers and friends and financial supporters who have all been cheering me on and who didn't abandon me when I have been basically at my darkest place. Even though there have been a lot of promises that got broken in this past year and a lot of things got delayed, everybody's still stuck by me, and I really, really appreciate that. That's, you know, not everybody is as lucky as I am there. I'm truly blessed. So I am very, very grateful for that. Also, I'm grateful that I'm still in an opportunity to help other people, which is the whole, that's the whole Angry Resolution Club that we'll be getting to in a moment. You know, it's, people have been reaching out to me all throughout the year. And honestly, people have been reaching out to me for all the time that I've been doing what I'm doing to let me know how I've helped them. You know, sometimes it's just I help them run better games, which is good because that's what I try to do. And a lot of times it's that people have been encouraged or inspired by things that I've done in my own life or, you know, personal struggles I've faced to take on their own. And sometimes it's something like this where I can say, hey, let's all together figure out a way to better ourselves, you know, and then let's prop each other up. Not a lot of people have the opportunity to do that, and it's a great thing to do with your life, so I'm really lucky that I have the platform I do and that I can use it to, you know, to call it what it is, to brighten the lives of others. And I'm really, really grateful for that as well. I'm also, despite not taking care of myself very well this year, I am remarkably healthy given my situation. I've put on about 75 pounds in the last year, which I am not proud of. I am still well below what I used to be at when I ended up diagnosed with diabetes and all that stuff. But I have regained some weight, a lot of weight that it took me a long time to get off. And as a consequence, I could be in a much worse health position than I am. But I've had appointments with my doctor in the past month and with my pulmonologist and all those people. And all my numbers are good. So the only thing I'm facing is just I got to get active. I got to limit my calories and take better care of myself. So I'm really lucky for that. And I'm really lucky that I have a stable place to live. A lot of people don't have that right now. And of course, I have Biscuit. So in that vein, you know, while you're listening to me and while I'm going through some of this stuff, if you're listening in the chat, it would be really cool if you would post one thing that right now, if you look around at your life, no matter how you're feeling, that you can honestly say you're thankful for, with a caveat. And the caveat is that don't say me. Because a lot of people have told me, gosh, I'm really thankful for you. And every time I say, hey, thanks everybody for all the support, people give me these outpourings of thanks and stuff. And it's not that I don't appreciate it, but really look around at your life and see what there is to be thankful for. And go ahead and use the red exclamation point and throw it in the chat. What is it that right now, going into New Year, that you can honestly say you are grateful for in your life? And then in a little while, I'll come check in and we'll read off some of them so that everybody can hear that, you know. And of course, if you're listening at home, pause for a moment and do the same thing. We forget way too much to be grateful for the stuff we have and to count our blessings. And it's remarkable how that helps, you know. So take a minute. Meanwhile, I do want to take a moment to say some of the stuff that I'm looking forward to improving in 2025, because I did say I was looking back at some of the stuff that's going wrong and how I can fix it. And I'm not going to share all my personal crap. This is not a night for my personal crap, okay? But I do want to talk about some of the stuff that I would like to bring back into balance with Angry Games and the Angry GM website, and then you know, build on in the next year. Okay, so the number one thing at the top of my list is the regular release schedule. That has to be my number one priority. So that's something that day one has to be fixed. Okay, number two, I'm really looking forward this year to publishing some actual good game mechanical content. I want to start putting out those angry hacks. I like designing and building game mechanics. And people like it when I build it. Yes, it's really great that I can put out 5,000 words of theory or advice or whatever, but let's put some mechanical meat out there again, okay? Let me give you some actual tools that you can use to improve your game. We've got a new version of D&D out, and I know that that's not everybody's playing it, but nonetheless, it's a new version of D&D, and, you know, it gives an opportunity to start looking at new ways to fix all the stuff that Wizards of the Coast fucked up, and so, good mechanical stuff. Slapdash. Slapdash is a big one. I let that project go on delay for the better part of a year now. It was supposed to be a 3-month little nothing of a project that I was just gonna fart out. Now, it has become much bigger than that. It is no longer just a tiny little project that I'm going to fart out. As those of you who have been following the project know, it has grown into something much bigger than what I had originally intended, and I'm really happy to do that, but nonetheless, I need to get it out in front of people, and that has to happen ASAP. So that is right on the top of my list. Okay. The next two things are a little bit odder. The first one is that I need to start rebuilding my following. Now, I said I'm thankful for everybody who has stuck by me over the past year, but the fact of the matter is a lot of people didn't stick by me over this past year. This past year and the past couple of years have actually cost me a lot of followers, readers, and unfortunately financial supporters. So I am now trending in the wrong direction. And obviously, if I am going to continue to put out content, that has to be reversed. So I have to start rebuilding my following. Of course, the best way to rebuild a following is just to put good content out there at regular intervals and then start offering more value again. So that's obviously on the, part of the plan. But also I have to start looking at other ways of expanding my presence so that I can start drawing more people into my community so that, you know, the next big project I have to launch, I have, you know, a good base of support to make those projects a success. Finally, I have been looking at the Discord server and the interactions we've been having. We have a lot of members. A lot of folks simply lurk. A lot of and there's not as much conversation and interaction as there used to be. And I know part of that is because we've lost people. And part of that is also because I have been an absolute jackass over the past year, given my mental state and my depression. I have been taking a lot of my stress out on other people. I have become very difficult to interact with, and I have killed a lot of conversation. So I have been looking at all the different ways that I can start leading the Discord community to a better place than it is now. And I'm not saying it's not a great place. I love the conversations we have. I just want to take all that good stuff and make more of it. And on my own personal side, I want to stop having a chilling effect on the Discord. So those are the things that I'm going to be looking forward to professionally in the coming year. Personally, I have other goals, but again, that's not for tonight. Meanwhile, it's nice to see. So folks in the chat are talking about some of the stuff that they're thankful for. And Misspelled Kate has two wonderful sisters who are loved dearly. And that's actually really nice. I have two sisters too. I miss them. My My baby sister, Kristen, she just called me over Christmas, and we haven't talked for over a year. She's been going through a stressful, or actually just a little under a year. She went through a very stressful, difficult time this past year, and then she was just hospitalized a couple of months ago, or actually last month, not a couple of months ago. She was hospitalized last month, and I've been going through a tough time, and we just never connected and had a conversation. And so she just surprised me by calling me out of the blue, and that really made me feel happy. So I totally get that one. Ralphia says, I am thankful for the people in my life who have supported me through a recent serious medical development. I know I will make it through because of them. And not to say anything, but Ralphius, you reached out to me, and I know what's going on, and I want you to know that you continue to be in my prayers, and that I am pulling for you. You have been a friend to me for years, and so I'm on your side. So, you know, all the best in the coming year. Proselys is saying, I have a wonderful wife, cute cats, and a good job. Yep, that is, honestly, that's all you need. And I actually have had, you know, at NonCon, I had the pleasure of meeting your wife too. And you are right. You have a wonderful wife. I hope she never realizes, that she, no, I was going to say something mean. I was going to make a joke there, but yes, that's very nice. October Foundry is also thankful for his awesome and cute wife. And King of Beats. Oh, King of Beats. I am thankful that my wife and I have a new baby on the way. Congratulations. When is the due date? If we can ask. Classical Rulebook Anglican. Classical Rulebook Anglican. I have a stable and positive living situation. It's really rough when you think about how many people don't, and how lucky you are if, you know, you don't have to worry about a roof over your head every day. So it's really good to recognize that. Stu, I am thankful I have a stable job and a safety net if things ever went wrong. Yeah, that's great too. King of Beats says, end of February, so here soon. Well, best of luck with everything. And again, you know, we're all pulling for you. You know, and of course, if you have anything else that you want to mention that you are grateful for, by all means, you know, throw it out there. But in the meanwhile, I want to take a moment now to just talk about this Angry Resolution Club thing, because in the live chat, I invited folks to join me in making some New Year's resolutions. And very specifically, what I said was, let's give ourselves 1 to 3 small daily habits that we're going to commit to do at least through all of January, but hopefully to create habits that will carry us through the entire year. And I had about 23 people responded earlier, and then like a half hour before I went live, I had several more responses came in that I couldn't add to the list. So we're gonna go through that very quickly. Originally, I was going to welcome everybody who is in the club and read off all of everybody's resolutions, but I think that would end up taking a lot of time. I am going to acknowledge everybody by name who is participating. At the very least, yeah, Classical Rulebook Anglican. Glad I'm not the only last minute addition. No, you were one of, at current count, there are 3 more people in my email box that didn't get added to my list. So I have already set up a separate channel, in our lifestyle channels, which is called the Angry Resolution Club. And have granted membership to everyone except the last minute folks, because I was taking care of it a little earlier. And I have built a list of everybody's resolutions, and I'm just going to keep a score tracker, or like a daily check-in thing. So basically, my plan is this. Every day, I'm going to check in, you know, at the end of the day or whenever I can, and ask everyone to just post a simple thumbs up, thumbs down, star, something like that, to let me know they're still on track. Now, everybody knows what their habits are. Everybody's committed to something. Some people have committed to daily habits. Some people broke the rules and said, I'm going to do this once a week or three times a week, whatever it is. So everybody is, it's on everyone to just kind of manage or just know whether you're on track yourself. But I'm just going to put out the, hey, how'd you do? Thumbs up, thumbs down. And then I will keep a score sheet to let everybody know how you're doing. Unlike the previous 30-day challenge, if you miss a day, the answer is not going to be, well, you're out of the challenge. The answer is going to be, well, do it tomorrow and then keep it up for the rest of the time, because our goal here is to build a new habit for the year, not, you know, cross a finish line in 30 days. So if you screw up and you get off track, get back on track. I'm also going to put out audio messages in the channel about 5 to 10 minutes long every few days with tips, advice, and encouragement to help keep people on track. Okay. And in fact, the first audio message from me is going to be there tonight when all this is over. So you will be able to listen to that. And it is entitled Success Starts the Night Before. I think that's what it's called. Success Starts the Night Before. Okay, so that will be available in the channel. Some of you have not been added to the channel yet. You will be added to the channel. And then in the pinned messages, there will be a briefly summarized list of everybody's resolutions. Because one of the things I want to ask everybody who's participating to do is check on each other periodically. Don't use the channel to say, hey, I did my thing. Instead, use the channel to say, hey, how are you doing on your thing? At the end of every day or sometime during the day, I'm going to put up a message that you can put a reaction to so that you can say you did your thing. But I can't possibly keep up with the 26 or so people and give daily encouragement to everyone every day of the month. So I'm going to be relying on everybody who's participating to check up on everybody else. So in addition to your resolution, make it a point to look into the chat and ask someone else, hey, how's it going? You said you're exercising, or you said you want to do step goals or practice your guitar. How's that going today? Are you on target? Whatever. And if you find yourself struggling, you know, if it's near the end of the day and you haven't done your habit yet and you feel like you're going to go off the rails, jump into the chat and say, guys, I'm really struggling today. And then the folks in the chat will tell you, hey, you've got this. We're on your side. You know, we're not going to berate you if you miss, but we are going to do everything in our power to help you hit. That's the goal. We want you to hit, not miss. If you miss, it happens. It happens to everyone. But our job is to help everybody else hit. All right. So I'm not going to go through everybody's resolutions because there are far too many. But I at least want to recognize each and every one of the participants by name. So Ralphius is doing step goals and some exercise. Meta Widget. At least I think that's their global username, which took me a while to find, because there's global usernames and then there's server specific nicknames. So it's kind of tough to keep everything around. Has some dieting and food prep, goals, as well as a journaling goal. Misspelled Kate wants to get some exercise and sunlight and have, a good screens off routine for bed, which I am on board with. That's one of my, resolutions. Agent Carr is doing step goals and also doing some job hunting. Decurion is exercising. The Luckier GM has set some morning and evening routines and some rules about arriving to work on time and limiting internet consumption. All good goals. Mendel is going to be doing exercising and meditating and lowering alcohol consumption. Ewan is going to be exercising and also limiting alcohol and sweets. Nanban Jim is dedicated to creating some content to share online and to do some exercising and to keep a reading habit up. Seth Blon is also, there's a lot of exercising, which is really awesome. A lot of people want to exercise. So, Cethlon is doing some exercising, increasing water consumption, and has also set an evening routine for bedtime. Call Me Stubborn wants to make sure they get some air outside during the day and sunlight, and screens off for bed, which is another one that came up a lot, is sleep hygiene, which is a really, really important one. I think I said in my live chat that, you know, medically speaking and based on research, the three best things you can do for your mental health are sleep hygiene, exercise, and maintaining a reasonable caloric intake diet. Okay, so where was I? Call Me Stubborn. Arkham. Arkham is also exercising and wants to dedicate some time to their daughter and also practice the piano on a regular basis. Chris Aor also has, it looks like, punctuality and also limiting internet consumption. Boro is limiting sweet consumption and has sleep hygiene and exercise on their list. Pizza Duck is doing meditating, also practicing an instrument and exercising. Dire Wear Teddy is doing some diet tracking, morning devotionals, and dedicated hobby time, which is great. Ice Bear wants to make sure they take their daily vitamins and take care of their daily hygiene and grooming habits. October Foundry, also exercise, sunlight, and bedtime routine. Cats in an Overcoat, diet tracking and exercise. Tannin is doing jiu-jitsu practice. That's pretty awesome. And then some housekeeping chores and diet tracking as well. Procellus is also getting in on housekeeping chores. And Gandave is also screens off for bedtime and daily reading habits. And then let's see who came in my email. Alyssa has a daily exercise routine to keep up with. Cycloptic Squirrel looks like it's an exercise routine in the morning. And then, who is this? Classical Rulebook Angrican was the last person to come in with practicing a musical instrument and also limiting screen time on weeknights. So that's all very good stuff. So you have all been added or will be added to the the Lifestyle or the Angry's Resolution Club. Go ahead and listen to the first audio message from Angry. You're totally not life coach, because I am not a life coach and I am not qualified to be, but if I can help you in any way, I absolutely will. And then, you know, enjoy tomorrow and then wake up on January the 1st and, you know, let's be good. So, meanwhile, I've also been looking forward to some of the things that I want to do in gaming in 2025, because I sort of feel like my own personal gaming has not been where I want it to be. And I actually feel sad, because I do feel like I've let down my players and gaming friends this past year way more than I should have, and I'm not going to dwell on that. But I have decided that I want to do something or do some things to make gaming great for myself in 2025. And while I run through this quickly, I'm also curious if there's anybody out there in the chat who has been thinking about, you know, doing something or changing their gaming in the current year or starting a new game or whatever. What are you doing in the current year? Is there anything you want to do to make your gaming life specifically a little better in the coming year? What do you want to do to make gaming great for yourself? And go ahead and post what you're thinking. Again, try to keep it brief just so that I can get through it. But in the meanwhile, I really just want to repair my game mastering. In fact, the whole theme of this year is repairing or rehabilitation. Ice Bear, please don't forget to use the little red exclamation point things just so that I can spot things. Though yours is fine now because I saw it, but that's more for everybody else. Use a red exclamation point so I can pick out the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. So a lot of what I'm thinking about doing in the coming year is about rehabilitation. It's about things that I have not been doing as well as I want to, and that I want to do better about. One of the things I feel is that I have not been really running my best game for my poor online gaming group that meets every Thursday nights and plays Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition, which that in itself is quite a chore. But I really don't feel that I've been bringing my A game, and I have not been putting a lot of time into prepping. And I've also been canceling a lot of sessions for reasons that aren't really as good as they should be. There are mental health reasons and personal health reasons, and that's fair enough. But every time you cancel a game, it's easier to cancel the next game, and that's not a habit that you ever want to get into. So one of the things I want to do is to bring myself back up to the level I used to run games at for this particular group, because they really are an awesome group, and I'm very lucky to have them. And I'm talking about in terms of my adventure design and committed prep time, so that, you know, I basically have plans for 5 major dungeon crawls and 4 or 5 different interlude adventures and a big finale, all of which I want to get through in this campaign in the current year. And I really want to sit down and make each of these adventures good and follow my own true scenario designery advice instead of just doing things the easy way. So the other thing that I want to do is, well, the first thing, and this is a difficult one to mention, and I don't know if any of the players are going to listen to this. I don't know if they're here in the chat either, but I ended up accidentally ghosting a group. We took a break in October because one of the players went away for a month, and then I had that brief stint with, you know, in and out of medical tests, and there was a worry that I was going to go in the hospital. So everything kind of went on hold. And I didn't reestablish contact with them right away. And then it got difficult because, I mean, everybody knows this one. You know how you do that thing where you know you should have called someone and you didn't? And then the longer you go without calling, the harder it is to call, because the first thing you have to discuss is why you haven't called until now. And you're going to have to confront to that and apologize. And so it gets really hard to make that call. That's the situation I'm in with this group. This was my Warhammer group. And unfortunately, the Warhammer campaign did not work out. It was the wrong system for the group, and I tried to run the wrong campaign for the group. From a campaign managery perspective, I did everything wrong. In fact, if you read my campaign managery and scenario designery articles, I can point out to you all of the mistakes I have made in the past year in my two groups. Of course, one of the biggest things with campaign managery is, you know, you have to actually manage the campaign. But beyond that, I tried to run them through the wrong game. It was the wrong group for the wrong game and the wrong system. And so that game, like, one way or another, that campaign has to die. But I also didn't want to confront that. And then we kind of fell out of touch. And then I got into that guilty position. So one of the first things I have to do is reach out, reestablish contact, find out if they still even want me around. And then if they do, we need to work out a plan for the coming year, which is going to be a new campaign because that one failed. So meanwhile, though, let's see, what do we got here? Ralphius says, Ralphius intends to start a new campaign in an existing homebrew world and return to the GMing seat. That's how Ralphius is going to make for a great gaming 2025. Proselis, this one tugs at me. I need to be more reliable, especially for my Sunday game. Yeah, I hear that. Cephalon, I want to put out some sort of modules for Vampire the Masquerade, specifically. I've had a couple of ideas in the past year, either a scenario module or a storytelling VTM for beginners sort of thing. Those both sound awesome. I'm obviously not very big into Vampire the Masquerade. Most of my experience with the, I guess it was called the Storyteller System back in the day. I don't know what it's called now. But I did end up back in, the late 90s or the early 2000s or whatever, I ended up in a group playing a Changeling the Masquerade game. I was a Pooka. So there's that. But I think that a lot of those other games have sort of fallen by the wayside. I really don't know what's going on in the vampire world anymore. But it's not really my scene. October Foundry wants to get better at consistent game prep time and get better at drawing maps. Yeah, I definitely hear the consistency of the game prep. And, you know, drawing maps is... draw maps and you'll get better at drawing maps. Great Kate wants to start a campaign and build confidence in pretend elf gaming. That sounds good. Good luck with that. Fneer is going to an RPG club association to interact more with gaming people and run more games other than home games. That sounds awesome too. Classical Rulebook Angrigan. I haven't run anything in a while, but I got inspired the other day and have had a concept for a short campaign that I think I can make pretty tight and neat. I really want to run that. Yeah, run with it, man. You know, write it down, get it down, and find people and run it. On the subject of what Fneer said, one of my personal goals for the coming year is I want to attend at least one convention this year. Because I stopped attending. When COVID hit, obviously, that kind of killed my convention attendance. And then what with one thing and another, I really didn't attend conventions after that. I ran the non-con in Ohio we had an attendance of about 30 or 35 people in 2021 or 2022. But apart from that, I haven't done anything in terms of convention gaming. So I have decided this year I am committing myself to at least attending Gamehole Con down in Madison, which I think falls in October or November of this year. So if anybody, by the way, is in the area and thinks Gamehole Con would be a fun place to hang out, come on and I'll run a game for you or something. I shouldn't make that promise because then you have like 40 people show up. But yeah, come on down and we'll get together for sure. But that is definitely a goal on my list. I also, let's see, I'm also looking forward to, this is one of the things that I want to do too. And I'm thinking that with the group I ghosted, if they're still willing to hang out, I want to try running D&D 2024. Okay, so I know, like, there's very mixed opinions on it, and I have mixed opinions on it, too. But in some way, I am very impressed by the production values of it, to be totally honest. I was expecting a lot worse. There are aspects of it that I absolutely hate just on a read-through. But nonetheless, I am excited to get back to playing the modern edition of D&D, the current edition of D&D, and putting out content for that and just feeling plugged into that game and that community again. I'm not going to stick with it forever, obviously, and I would really like to get away from Wizards of the Coast games and be supporting my own, which is why Slapdash is, of course, going to be a thing. But, you know, that's something that I definitely want to consider, or that I'm definitely looking forward to trying out. I'm also going to throw this out there. One of the other things that I definitely want to do more of is to run some more events online, especially for the Frenemies of Life, or Frenemies for Life and Club Slapdash folks. In the past, I had, you know, I was running occasional games for people online, hosting board game nights. We had that, there was a night I ran a game show live stream, and I'd really like to be doing more events and being more active in my own community. So that's something that I'm definitely going to be looking at in the coming year. And one thing that I'm going to do very early in January so that you can all look out for it is I am going to put out some polls to kind of get a sense of people's availabilities. And for different things. Like, one thing I just like to know what is the best night for me to do these live chat things? Or if I ever wanted to do a YouTube stream where I was mapping or game prepping or doing like an Ask Angry stream or something like that. I'd like to know the times and nights when I can do that or days when I can do that where I will get the most people able to participate. But also for certain specific communities, like the Frenemies for Life community, and Club Slapdash, I will be putting out those general polls about availability to participate in things for other reasons. For the inner circle, for the folks who have been supporting me for a long time at a very high level, it is so that I can start considering running some game events or even, board game nights on Board Game Arena or things like that, so that folks in the community have a way to actually just game together and game with me. And then obviously with Club Slapdash, that's because, you know, sometime within a few months, I am going to have to start running some Slapdash games for people as I start moving stuff out to be to be beta tested by Club Slapdash. I don't want to talk too much about that right now. I have sort of a timeline that I've been developing, but I'm not being too firm on the timeline because I need to see how long things are going to take. But nonetheless, I do have a series of benchmarks that I'd like to hit. And some of that will involve building some playtest groups and then eventually putting things out for everybody in Club Slapdash to play with. And this is more of a back burner idea for now, but I have to acknowledge this. After Christmas, I had a very nice meet. Actually, let me throw this out there first. If anybody wants to throw any questions out for me about anything I've talked about, or literally anything at all. Anything you want to know, you can ask questions. Now's the time to start compiling questions, and I have time for some Q&A because this is going to be my last scripted point. So, you know, if you've got something you want to ask me, throw it out there. Well, meanwhile, I just want to mention a friend of mine, a close friend who has been a member of this community for a long time and who has also helped me with several important projects. I don't want to identify the person, you know, I want to respect their privacy. But this particular person who has been particularly supportive of me throughout the past year, and there are several people who have been very supportive of me through the past year, above and beyond what anybody could possibly expect. But this particular person reached out to me and suggested that we get together and have a little, like a coffee meeting around Christmas time. And it was a little bit of a drive, but we got together and we ended up hanging out for a couple of hours and talking about gaming and stuff. But this particular person helped me, number one, put a lot of stuff into perspective about how I need to turn things around and how I can make angry games awesome and how I can move certain projects forward. There was also a lot of talk about certain aspects of Slapdash and inventory management and tracking and all sorts of other things. And the end result was just this one little conversation with another human being across a table about my gaming projects really lit a fire under my ass. And really inspired me to start looking at, okay, from day one, from January 1st, you know, how can I start, you know, building back or building toward where I had meant to be? Because I am not where I meant to be at this point. So how can I get there? So I am very grateful for that person in particular. And also, it has made me discover how important it is for me to talk about gaming one-on-one with people. But what also grew out of that, and I'm going to be really mysterious and just tease this at the moment, was an idea for a small online gaming group of 3 to 4 people, you know, plus me. So 4 to 5 people. And a way of trying out briefly different systems one a month and how that might be absolutely manageable without putting too much pressure on anyone. I'm not going to jump into that probably at all in the first quarter of the year, but it is something I'm looking at. And for my, you know, most dedicated supporters and the, you know, the people who've stuck with me the longest, when I'm looking at those surveys and looking at availabilities, one of the things I will be looking at is sending out invites for something like that in, you know, a few months from now, once I start getting other stuff on track, because much as I would like to, I am not going to jump out of bed on January 1st and suddenly have fixed everything. It is ridiculous to expect that. But, you know, I know what I need to start building on. And, you know, obviously I've got my resolutions. And I don't think I acknowledge my own resolutions and all of that. But I have my own personal exercise habit that I want to keep up with. My second resolution is also a sleep hygiene, screens off for bedtime, proper bedtime thing, because sleep is a very big difficulty for me. And then the third resolution is that every day I need to be checking in with the Angry's Resolution Club. So that's one of my daily habits, is supporting literally everybody else in my community and their habits. Anyway, so I just wanted to throw that out there. And otherwise, since there don't seem to be any Q&A questions coming in, then I guess this is a good place to wrap up and just say, you know, thank you to everyone, especially those of you who are listening now. Thank you to everyone who's participating in the New Year's resolution thing, because it is way easier to establish good habits when you're doing it with friends. And of course, thanks everyone who stuck it out with me through this past year. And thanks for all of the support and the encouragement. I have one more article to put out. It will come out tomorrow. Oh, did you pick up the live chat questions you were not able to get to? I don't know what you mean. I didn't see any questions come in. I'm sorry. I didn't see any questions come in, unless I missed them or they're getting thrown into another chat. Oh, from December? No, you know what? Unfortunately, that was kind of careless of me because I killed the thread, but I couldn't get to them. And many of them, there were some reasons why I couldn't address those questions at the time, too. And some of them would have required very extensive answers. So I'm not going to go back right now and try to answer them off the cuff. But I will be running the January live chat probably 2 weeks into January. I will put out the thread a week in advance, and I'll make sure that I get to the questions that are asked in that thread. So if there was something you asked that I missed, go ahead and ask it again. That said, you know, respect it if I say this is something that I can't really address. There were a few questions that I purposely chose not to answer for reasons. Anyway, apart from that, I'm going to be putting out one more article tomorrow. I'll probably do a live proofread aloud recording for anyone who wants it, because I have to record it anyway if anybody's around to listen in, but it will be an in-and-out thing like today's was. And then once I get that published, I'm going to withdraw from online, and I probably, and I will not be seen again until the morning of January the 1st, when we are all, of course, doing our good habits. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and sign off by wishing everyone a happy new year, a happy, healthy, safe, wonderful, celebratory, delightful new year. And yeah, I guess I have nothing else to say other than that. So yeah, that's it. Happy new year, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. And here's to a great 2025.